Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. Today I'm discussing my top 5 tips for tradies for being seen online. Number 1, you need to claim your Google My Business account. This is now called a Google Business Profile. So what is it? It's basically a Google profile that is really just a listing. So it allows you to manage your business information online. It helps potential customers find your business, learn more about it, and connect with you. Now, a couple of benefits of having a listing include increased visibility, because so your business will appear on Google search and map results, especially if you've filled out as many fields as possible within the profile listing. You'll have improved credibility. A verified listing shows customers that you are a legitimate business, especially if you can link it to a phone or a mobile number and or a website or socials. It will help with enhancing customer engagement. You can respond to reviews, answer questions, and share your updates with your customers, but only if you want to turn that component on of your listing. Now, there are step-by-step guides to setting up and optimizing your profile, and you can use Google to Google it. But basically, you set your or apply for or create your account. You add all your business information, name, address, phone number, and website. You verify your business. They'll give you a couple of instructions on how to do that. You'll optimize your listing by adding a couple of high quality photos or videos and a detailed description of your business and your services offering. Don't forget to add a logo if you can. And then you can, if you want to, encourage customers to leave reviews and respond to them. Now, in saying that, as I mentioned a couple of sentences ago, if you don't have the time to do this and you don't want to do it, just leave that feature off. Number 2, get listed in industry directories. Now, there's a bit of importance around being listed in industry-specific directories. It does give you an increased online presence. Directories can help you reach a wider audience, potential customers. Gives you improved credibility. Again, it's that linkage, you know, it's that third party mentioning or that credible other listing other than your website and your socials. And it does make it a little easier for customers to find you. So when you type in, you know, Charlie's Carpentry, it will come up with a couple of different listings, and it might be your Google My Business profile, which is now your business profile. It might be a directory that you're listed in, or it might even be a local trades group that you're involved in, but that listing will come up in those organic searches, and that's really where you want to be. Now, there are heaps of industry directories, and like it was just an absolute rabbit hole when I did some digging around on this, and I just thought, oh my lordy. But I did find a popular directory for various tradies, like a review, a blog, and I did like that. And that was from tradifyhq.com. And they have written a blog about small business directories for Australian trade businesses. And I'll put the link in the show notes. It might be worth having a squeeze through those. I think they nominate about 10. I would pick a couple, have a bit of a sticky beak around and see what is going to appeal to you. And you need to research them. I'd only pick one or two, because otherwise if you sign up for all of them, and that's fantastic and I commend you if you do that, but at the time when you do all of that, you actually create a really accurate and consistent listing for your business. But things change. You'll forget it. You'll get busy. And 12 months later, you might have changed your mobile. You might have changed your domain name and your website. Now, unless you actually keep really good records about what directories you're actually signed up for, whether they be free or a subscription-based, you won't remember to go back and update all the information. So this is where your website, if you get a website, will have to do all of that work. It does the heavy lifting. So keep the basic website listings in those directories simple. So, you know, name, mobile, and service areas potentially in your website. And make sure then that your website does the heavy lifting. I hope that makes sense. Now, speaking of websites, number 3, you do need a website. Now, it can be a one pager or it can be a 10 pager, but you need to have a think about having a website. It does give you an online storefront. So really your website is your digital business card. It can showcase your work. You can display a portfolio or projects, testimonials, provide valuable information, and you can share that information about your services, pricing, and contact areas. And most importantly, you can also identify service areas. You know, these are the suburbs or the towns that I service or I'm willing to travel to. Now, the key elements of an effective tradesperson's website must have these five things. It must have clear and concise messaging. Use simple language that's easy to understand. Don't talk about industry jargon or acronyms or something, because, you know, somebody who is desperate to find a trade, you know, sometimes it might be 7 o'clock at night, sometimes it might be 7 o'clock in the morning. They don't want to have to read jargon. They just want to find out who you are, what you do, have a look at your photos, if there's any testimonials, and then they'll be picking up the phone or emailing. So make sure it's clear and concise. Make sure it's mobile-friendly design. You know, make sure that your website is optimized for mobile devices. Everybody uses their devices these days to search, unless they are at home on their PC trying to actually line up a few trades for quotes or jobs. So have a think about your target audience and what device they might be using. Another element of a website you need to consider is having high quality images and videos, and that visual content can really showcase your work. So it might be worth putting the money aside and getting somebody to take a video of you that can do professional video editing. You know, hi, I'm this person, welcome to my website, these are the services I offer, blah blah blah. Or it might be get a photo shoot done, because then you come across with these high quality images and you can leave the not so high quality images for your socials. But have a think about it. It is worth thinking about it. Contact information. Make it easy for customers to get in touch. I have a bit of a rule of thumb, and it's not based on anything, but I like at least three or four ways that somebody can reach out to you through the website. It might be a link. It might be, you know, a direct button that says ring me now or book me now. Give people options as they're digging through your website to be able to reach you. Have a think about too whether or not you've got a couple of different calls to action through your website. So it might be a desired action such as requesting a quote or scheduling a consultation. Now, in saying all of that, a couple of pages for a website's great, but some of the best sites I've seen for tradies have been literally single pages. Very streamlined, very elegant looking. They've got the name, services offered, service area, contact details, with a few high quality images and text about what they do and what they offer. And yeah, they just look really, really nice. Tips for search engine optimization, because you're gonna have to think about that if you do a website. Think about your keyword research. So you need to identify those relevant keywords, use them strategically throughout your website. If you can't do this, get help to do it. Quality content, you need to create that informative, almost educational, I would say, content that is valuable to your target audience. Think about who your clients are and think about what they ask for time and time again. Backlinks, build some relationships with other websites or other trades or other builders, and, you know, obtain those backlinks to your site if you can. On-page optimization, think about your title tags, your meta descriptions, header tags, alt image text, all of those things. You know, don't put up an image that says Johnny's Lookout, okay? Talk about what the person might be seeing in that image. It all helps with your SEO. Number four, leverage off social media. Now, I know trades are going to go, oh my God, Sam, we do not have time for this stuff. You know, it's a girl's thing. Well, yes and no. You need to think about what platforms that you might consider. Now, I'd like to sit here and say that you need to go on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. But again, think about your local area. Think about your target market. Think about your clientele. Where are they hanging out? Most trades have a Facebook page. I see a lot of builders now and a lot of trades using Instagram because they can put up video quite easily, or they can put carousels, because I think the carousels or the lots of little photos grouped together have gone from 10 to 20 now. So there's lots of little opportunities. You can do a quick little story that only lasts 24 hours. So you've got lots of options. LinkedIn is a great professional network for connecting with other businesses through industry experts. And this is great for specialist trades and or if builders, if you're looking to step into that industry. So think about the social media platform. You don't have to be on everyone. Even if you are on just one, it still allows people to find you if they're searching on Google. You know, they'll say, Charlie's Carpentry, and they'll see that, oh my God, he's got a website. Oh, and he's got a Facebook page. I'd much rather check out his Facebook page and see if he's done any recent work and what he's up to at the moment. And you can showcase your work through those photos and videos on those platforms. And you don't have to post every day. Once a week can work. You know, just consider your schedules and consider what you're doing. And, you know, do you have time for it? What are you going to put with it? Are you just going to put, you know, one or two lines as the caption? Think about high quality content. So these are some ideas that you can think about for your social media. You know, you can share professional looking photos and videos of your projects, but mix it up. You know, do some handhelds, some early in mornings or at dusk, finished work, some fine details. You know, your favorite tools to use. Most of all, you need to ask permission if you're in somebody else's property working and you want to take a photo of something that you're working on that is on their property that might be identifiable. And for the love of God, please don't share their name or their address. Most important. You know, think about giving behind the scenes glimpses. You know, give customers or potential clients a peek into your daily operations, or even a photo of your vehicle on a job site with a view behind it. Think about what they might be interested in. Before and after shots are really cool. So if you're renovating on a job site, you can do a before and after shot with the owner's permission, of course, but that way you're demonstrating the value of your services and showcasing what you can do. And don't forget to do an educational post. You know, this is such and such, and this is what I use it for, or this is the best way to achieve this. People are interested. Think about it. Can have some fun with educational posts as well. Now, the upside or the downside, depending on which way you look at it, if you do some posts on social media, you have to be able to engage with people. If they make a comment, you know, say, oh, well, thank you for that, or yeah, really appreciate that. Or, you know, if they've asked you what color tile it is, or what color paint it is, or what was the tool that you used, you know, respond if you can. And people are quite likely, if they see your work on, say, Facebook, is to direct message you through Business Messenger now. So occasionally you're going to have to check your business messages to make sure you're not missing potential clients, new clients or jobs. Number 5, ensure that you've got clear and accessible contact information. And it is so important, I can't stress enough, you have to make it easy for customers to reach you. Make sure your contact information is prominently displayed on your website and your social media profiles. Often you'll find trades have changed emails or the mobile number is wrong. It's just bad and it looks unprofessional. I think my biggest ick or my biggest is, you know, a photo of a business card that a trade has taken a photo of, and it'll be his business card. He's taken a photo and he's moved the iPhone or the Android phone or the device just slightly when he's taking the photo, and it's slightly blurred. And they put that up and it's just like, oh no, please don't. Just make sure it's crisp. You know, type the number underneath if it doesn't look clear. So I'm hoping that these 5 tips will help you as a tradesperson significantly improve your online visibility. And at the end of the day, it is about attracting more customers to your trade business. Although this time of year, if you're a regional tradie, most of the good ones are booked up suddenly to Christmas. And yep, I get it. You sometimes just don't have time for all this stuff because you're too busy being on the tools. I'm hearing you. Until next time, have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.